Before I do this, and we're going to do this again, so you're going to have to give this back. This is Honor Merrill Day, and this says, presented to Merrill Blackburn, Grace Presbyterian Church and Grace Christian School, 1984-2011. And then the scripture from the book of Hebrews, for God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love you have shown for his name in serving the saints, as you still do. I first met Merrill and Kay back in the late 70s when they started attending here. And we had a number of experiences, won't go into all of them in the interest of time, but one of them was that we, Merrill and Kay and Randy Pius and I, became founding members of the religious right in the summer of 1980. There was this big deal in Dallas. We didn't know we were becoming founding members of the religious right, but Bill Moyers was in front of me in line to get a hot dog, and he's been talking about the thing ever since. But anyway, we went over to Dallas for a series of messages from people like Charles Stanley and E.V. Hill and other people like that, and it coincided with a presidential election that ended up in being a true landslide. Anyhow, that's when I first got to know Merrill and Kay well. And then it wasn't long after that that in 1981, Merrill and I both sensed a call to smuggle Bibles into China. And we did that. And then I got invited to the White House along with Dick Ayers when Ronald Reagan announced his initiative to try to restore prayer to the public schools. You know, when you can't pray, officially pray, you really have abandoned your covering. And that's very significant. And we were very involved in that. And so Merrill became the chairman of Concerned Citizens of Sinlaw. You didn't know that. Concerned Citizens of Sinlaw preempted MASH in the summer of 1982. And we had phone numbers up for here and another place. And we have, in addition to Merrill, the chairman, we have the star of that show here with us this morning. And Ann, don't worry, I'm not going to show a clip. But I still have it. Ann Bice was on there. Ed Pebbles, Mr. Donuts, Shipley Donuts guy, he did the interviewing, and Merrill was the chairman. And we presented why we should allow prayer in the public schools, because when you officially recognize God, you invite his blessing. When you refuse to do that, you ask him to curse you. And so for a season, it looked like we were going to be successful. And then the American Civil Liberties Union that I used to be a member of years ago, back in my whatever days, threatened to sue the individual members of the school board. And they caved in and said, no more open praying. And of course, kids always pray, you know, Lord, help me pass this test. Don't let me get caught for cheating and so on. And Lord, help us crush the enemy out there on the ball field. But Merrill was the chairman of that. And we became increasingly burdened in the wake of that, especially when prayer was removed from Rapids Parish Schools in an official capacity, about our duty to our children. And so in the summer, over the next 2 years, Merrill and Kay and Sandy and I and a number of other people began to explore things. And in the summer of 84, over at Raymond and Linda Taylor's house, who long ago moved to Alabama, left the promised land to go back to the other side of the Jordan, at their home in a barbecue came the idea of Grace Christian School, which opened on August of 1984, and Merrill was chairman of the board. I can truly say to you in front of Merrill that Merrill has given us his very best. He has sacrificed and labored hard. In the beginning, in 84, it was an unpaid position, but in 87, the people voted to hire Merrill to help and come on board as an administrator. So, Merrill, we, without further ado, I want to present you the plaque that I'm going to take back from you so I can present it to you again in the second service. That's like plaque removal. And if you all want to return at noon, we're going to have Merrill's favorite food in the back.